This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. This is Riyad Wazazi. Welcome you to another episode of Rocky Ramadan 2014, day 2. Hani alaikum hada shahar. Once more time, I congratulate you, you know, for this blessed month. And today I want to talk about an objective, one main objective of fasting, of siyam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 183, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. All you who believe, siyam has been prescribed upon you as it has been prescribed on people before you. There were other nations also who had to fast. Didn't prescribe before you. And لَعَلَّكُمْ what? What is it? You know, what's the purpose here? What's the objective? So that you may attain taqwa. So that you may attain piety, righteousness. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions something really interesting in the Quran, you know, linguistically. You know, Allah mentions siyam. In Arab, in Arabic, there's a difference between the word, the two words, siyam and sawm. Siyam means abstaining from food and drinks, you know, and intercourse with your spouse from dawn until sunset. That's the pillar of Islam, siyam. But what's sawm? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Maryam, ayah number 26, about Mary, فَكُلِي وَشْرَبِي وَقُرِّي عَيْنَا فَإِمَّا تَرَئِنَّ مِنَ الْبَشَرِ أَحَدًا فَقُولِي إِنِّي نَظَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ صَوْمًا فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيًّا إِنِّي نَظَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ صَوْمًا فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيًّا. Oh, you Mary, you know, eat and drink and be glad. And if you were to see anyone, any human being, say, I have vowed not to talk to anyone today. I have vowed to fast to Ar-Rahman, to do sawm. Here Allah says, sawm, inni nadartu. I have vowed to do sawm to Ar-Rahman, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Ar-Rahman sawma falan ukallima. I shall not speak to any human being today. So here Allah mentions sawm versus siyam. What is the difference? There's a big difference linguistically and Islamically. Siyam, as I said, is just the abstinence from food and drink and intercourse from dawn until sunset. That is the basic pillar of Ramadan, of Siyam. But how about Sawm? Sawm is, and Allah Azza wa Jalla here requires it from us. This is what really, you know, we need to attain here, you know, and understand Sawm. Because Siyam, anybody can do it. You know, even kids can do that. Siyam, fasting. They can, you know, they can abstain from food and drinks. But how about Sawm? فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيَ. I shall not talk to anyone. And here the purpose is, Sawm is also what? Like Jabir ibn Abdullah, when he says, إِذَا صُمْتَ فَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَوْمَ فِطْرِكَ كَيَوْمَ صَوْمِكَ فَلْيَصُمْ بَصَرُكَ وَلْيَصُمْ سَمْعُكَ. You know, Jabir, when he says, when you fast, let also your eyesight fast and your hearing fast. Don't make the day when you break your fast the same day that you know, as you're fasting. Don't make regular days as the days of Ramadan. This is what he's trying to say here. So when you fast, let also your eyesight fast. I should not be looking at haram when I'm fasting. I should not be hearing haram when I'm fasting. And that is what Allah means here by sawm. If we attain this and understand this, eventually, inshaAllah ta'ala, we can achieve the objective of siyam, which is taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So if you feel your heart has become softened in this month of Ramadan, that you can control yourself and control your tongue and control your desires, alhamdulillah, you have achieved the goal. But if you feel at the end of Ramadan, you know, or towards Ramadan, at the end of Ramadan, that you've remained the same, your heart have become even hardened, then it's what you fasted basically is just your tongue. On your tummy, you know, what you fasted just based on, you know, you abstained from food and you abstained from drinks, but you did not really attain the main goal and objective of fasting. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to practice and to convey أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله ولكم. Until another episode of Rocky Ramadan 2014, I say السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.